This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Lima, Ohio. We are at the Gold Therefore Conference, Mike Spaulding's event, and he has a packed house, and we are going to be preaching tonight. We've been here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And in the process, if you are in Ohio and the area, come out and see us. We're going to be there tonight and tomorrow. Again, I'm very impressed with what's going on here. He's had 23 speakers who are bringing it. And again, with that said, if you want to call in at any time, we can do that. Let's get back to this topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I'm talking about the best that the conservatives of today have. And what they have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. Not because of Rush Limbaugh, not because of Glenn Beck, not because of Ben Shapiro, not because of Mark Levin or others, friends, but because the American people have allowed these people to teach them another language that's foreign to the Bible, that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Let me go back to the quote given unto us by none other than George Orwell. He said, quote, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. When you look at Scripture, Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrines of corrupt politicians, Mark 8:15. He also told us, friends, to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, those that call themselves Christians but are in fact are not Christians in any sense of the word. You're to judge them by their fruit, and that's what we're doing right now. I shared with you over the last segment, I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Well, you're judging. No, I'm not judging. I'm giving you the judge's word. Well, you're condemning. I just explained that during the last segment, that the condemnation is that men love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. They don't want to correct themselves. They want to go on in their sin, and rightly as Jesus pointed out, friends, they're going to die in their sin if they don't repent, Acts 20, verse 21. Galatians 3:24. It's just that simple, okay? I'm giving you the Savior's words, and either we can adhere to it or we can continuously give ourselves over to those that are poisoning the waters that we are drinking. I'm not drinking, but many in America today are. I was just talking about Rush Limbaugh, and I brought the word in, and how Rush is pretty much the top dog, per se, youth talk, or the top of the echelon when it comes to conservative talking heads today. And P.S., I'm not here trying to dim their light by making my brighter. No, I'm here dimming their light and exposing their errors in the face of he who brings and who is the light. And his name is Jesus Christ. That applies to every single one of us, okay? So with that said, let's get back to Rush Limbaugh. I was just talking about how he's been married four times. He's been divorced three times. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, Rush Limbaugh hired Elton John, who is daring the justice of God by marrying another man, which has never been in the history of mankind, who him and his husband, Elton John, have also adopted a young baby. Okay, Rush hired him to play at his wedding. Rush Limbaugh paid him $1 million. See, people must come to terms with the fact that these conservative talking heads feed their sponsors by staying on cue to what it is they can and cannot talk about. This is how they make their millions, friends. Rush Limbaugh, in particular, makes $80 million a day. Good for him. We live in a capitalistic society. Good for him. But look how he's making his money, by selling out the people that are paying his sponsors to keep him on the radio. But again, keep in mind, he has to stay on cue. Because if he gets outside of the talking points that are allotted by his sponsors, he's going to lose sponsors. And guess what? If he loses sponsors, then he's going to lose the long green. And guess who he serves? Mammon. And the Bible clearly tells us we cannot serve mammon and God. Riches, mammon defines out to be, nor God. And Jesus also said, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. And we can see what people are willing to take heed to. And I say to these people that still have not gotten this, and this point that I'm making right now, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Jesus said this to his disciples, okay, after the rich young ruler rejected Christ, who tried to justify himself in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, okay? He rejected him. Christ didn't reject the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler rejected Christ. And Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into heaven. Here's my advice. Lose the world and gain your soul. I'll say it again. Lose the world and gain your soul. Okay? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad, which leads to destruction. Okay? There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends are death. Okay? I'm giving you the answer is by pointing my finger at the great liberator of mankind, Matthew 1:21. His name is Jesus Christ. John 8:36. 2 Corinthians 3:17 comes to my aid. Okay? Let's get back to Rush Limbaugh. To prove the point that they stay on cue, where they serve their sponsors, and it also further shows you and solidifies my point, friends, that they are merely giving you the talking points that are also given unto you by the CIA mainstream media, controlled, too, by the way, by the useful idiots. Here, let me prove my point. Last week, Rush Limbaugh reported that Michelle Obama is most admired. She's the most admired woman in the world. Can I ask you a question, friends? Who told you that? The CIA controlled the mainstream media through their useful idiots called reporters. Otherwise known as reporters, okay? That's who told America that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman in the world. The media that 94% of the American people say that they do not believe in told you that Michelle Obama is most admired. Just like back in 2018, the mainstream media also told you that Hillary Clinton, one of the most despised people on the planet, was the most admired person, just like one of the most despised foreigners in America, named Barack Hussein Obama, friends, they told you that he was one of the most admired people in the world. Untrue. And last week I showed you statistically by giving you the numbers of support that they have. They don't have the support of the people. Nope, but they have the support of the propagandists. And that's what Americans need to understand. Okay? They need to understand that the corrupt have the support of the propagandists who mean to inundate you with propaganda to further strip you of your God-given rights, to give them more power and control over your lives. And it only takes place if you believe the lies. Okay? Rush Limbaugh said that Michelle Obama is most admired. Who told Rush that? The mainstream media. What is Rush doing? He's feeding the narrative. He's blowing in the wind the propaganda that the CIA-controlled media is feeding the people. Who gives it to you more than Rush? And today's talking heads called conservatives, which are in fact yesterday's liberals. We're going to come right back to this right after this break, broadcasting live from Lima, Ohio. Go there for a conference in Lima, Ohio. If you want to call in, do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to say thank you for making us the number one show on weekends on Genesis Communication Networks across the country. I want to tell you thank you for making us the number one and two show during the week, broadcasting live into 113 radio affiliates across the United States of America, as well as into 53 countries. We thank you for your trust. People listen to this show because they're sick and tired of the same old, same old. They're sick and tired of the gossips. They're sick and tired of no delivery from government, starting with the church. They're sick and tired of all talk and no action. They're sick and tired of it. Folks, we do just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, this ministry doesn't go to people in support of this ministry to tell them what we're going to do in the future. No, what we do is we go back 20 years and say, look what we've done over the last 20 years. Please support the ministry. And I want to say to those that are listening to me now, thank you for supporting the ministry. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and please consider supporting this ministry by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also want to let you know, too, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And you can also jump over onto our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube as well. And, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, I want to get back to this and also giving a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. I want to get back to this. And, by the way, the article is now posted on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. The best that the conservatives of today have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble, okay? Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. And it's exactly what we're seeing through the best that we are sold concerning the talking heads. The Mark Levins, the Glenn Becks, the Rush Limbaughs, the Ben Shapiros, the Laura Ingrams, and the list goes on. Judge Judy, folks, the list goes on. It's absolutely amazing. If people would pull the curtain back on some of these people, it wouldn't, and it isn't hard to do. Because a lot of what they're talking about already shows you that there's something wrong in the heart. Okay? Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so it does. Okay? Getting back to Rush Limbaugh. and making some more points. I was just talking about how Rush reported that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman in America last week. And I ask you the question, who told him that? Well, he's quoting the same media that 94% of you in America, the American people, say that you do not believe. Where is he getting his information from, friends, to give you? From the six corporations worldwide that mean to control the people on a global scale. That's a fact. Nobody can deny this. Hey, folks, listen. These talking heads, these conservative talking heads, are nothing but mere inquiring minds need-to-know gossips. That's what they are. They're feeding the narrative. They're inquiring minds need-to-know gossips. Read Acts 17, 18. Remember the Epicureans and the Stoics? They were people that were, Acts 17, verse 18, they were nothing but a bunch of people that were looking for something more to talk about, to investigate, so they could feed the people what they came to conclusion with. I don't care. Hey, folks, no disrespect. But I don't care about what your opinion is. I don't care if it's not aligned to the mind of Christ. I don't care what Rush Limbaugh's opinion is. I know his brother, okay? Cool guy. I don't care. And by the way, I bet Rush is a real cool guy. I bet Glenn Beck's a real cool guy. And Ben Shapiro, we've had him on the radio. I bet he's a really cool guy. And I bet you Mark Levin's probably a pretty cool guy, too. But I don't care about their opinion outside of the Word of God and the Constitution. Respectfully, not to them, but to the Word of God and to the Constitution. I want God to be glorified here. I want people to see my Father in Jesus Christ. I want the Christ to be glorified. I don't want to just sit and dance around the cross. I want to live the cross so you might know and that we might know the power of God unto salvation. We as Christians in this country, again, are called to bring in the answers to a dying world. That is our job. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. The very testimony, our very, very, very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. You're not to find your faith in my words. You're to find them in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Read 1 Corinthians 2:5, okay? Read 1 Corinthians 4:20 and read Hebrews 2:4. Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will, friends. Okay? I don't want your accolade. I don't want your praise. If I'm driving you to the Word of God and to the Constitution, guess what? I'm doing my job. To drive you away from that through omission by just not talking about it, I'm just as guilty as saying don't pay attention to the Bible and don't pay attention to the Constitution. Well, guess what, America? If you're looking for resolve, then that's where you go. If I'm on the road going from point A to point B and I'm lost on the side of the road, the first thing I'm going to do is look for a map. That's what the Word of God is. That's what the Constitution is. Friends? And it's there from cradle to the grave. Because the Word of the Lord endures forever. It's forever settled in heaven, friends. It endures forever. And what's so awesome about the Lord is He changes not. And it's immutable. It's immutable. That's why we stick our feet upon the rock, because we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And the seat of the righteous is forever. Listen to me, forever. Okay? I was just highlighting the fact that these conservative talking heads are nothing but mere inquiring minds need to know gossips. They are. They're simply conveying, listen to this, this is important, and tell me if it's not true. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the lines are open. And I just had a guy come up to me yesterday. He goes, I know you don't get a lot of calls. He goes, but you're giving a lot of information. I remember years ago, I was trying to figure out, well, why aren't the lines lighting up? Because we're not open for everybody's opinion, friends, because I'm giving answers. I don't want to be speculative about what I'm talking about. I can give you confirmation. I can give you absolutes by making reference to the Word and to the Constitution. When we have a lot of callers, they want to call and give their opinion, which many times contradicts the Word of God and the Constitution. That's the problem, okay? But I had a guy yesterday in Lima, Ohio, come up to me and say, you're Bradley Dean. He goes, yeah, I listen to you all the time. He goes, can I hug you? And I said, yeah. And he gave me a hug, and I said, thank you, sir. And he said, I listened to you. And he goes, I noticed you know, you're not getting a lot of calls. He goes, because you got a lot of information. I know that. I know that. And there's really nothing to dispute, right? Because we're not debating away the pith and marrow of the Word of God and the Constitution here. And that's what's so cool. Folks, this may sound arrogant to many. This may sound arrogant to many. But this is what makes me right. And this is what makes them wrong. Because I adhere to the mind of Christ. I adhere to that of our forefathers and what they established. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Do I want to lose that? Nope. If I do want to lose that, then I'll go with the flow. But if I don't want to lose that, I'm going to stick with the Lord, and I'm going to stick with what our forefathers established. That's the safe way, though it's the hard way. It's the safe way, though it's the hard way. Okay? You know, folks, if I agreed with everybody else, this is a fact, then we would all be wrong. If I was to agree with the president, if I was to agree with his administration in so many different issues and topics, if I was to agree with what the professed church, which has been the greatest advocate to abortion and homosexuality and to Muslim infiltration and illegal infiltration into this country coming from immigrants, friends, I would agree with them, but I'm not. If I agreed with all of them, we'd all be wrong. But if I agree with the Word of God, we're always going to be right, America. And that's what makes me right, is because I have my feet fixed upon the rock of ages. Okay, and it's the rock of ages because it keeps appearing, doesn't it? It never moves. And that's what's so cool about being solidified in the Word of God and actually practicing what we preach, because we see, as the Bible says, that he would manifest himself unto us, the Father and the Lord would, to those that keep his commandments. Because the love of God has already been shed abroad in our hearts anyways. And faith worketh by love. And we show the world our faith by our works, right? And we're zealous of good works, as it tells us in the book of Ephesians 2 and in the book of Titus. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, friends, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are. We are, and we do it 6 days a week because we want the restoration and the reformation of who we are as a people under God, which unites us. Coming under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob does not divide us. It divides the sheep from the goats, yes, okay? But it unites the real deal under the banner of there is no king but King Jesus. Isn't that where we all want to go? Well, that's what everybody declares that they want. Folks, I got much more to come. We're talking about the best that the conservatives today have to offer is the very reason that we're in trouble today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live out of Lima, Ohio. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Often dealt setbacks by the courts, the White House is now celebrating a major victory as the Supreme Court has issued a 5-4 ruling to allow the Trump administration to take funds meant for the Pentagon and use them to build a southern border wall. That ruling overturns a pair of lower court decisions that had blocked that construction. He also said of Democrats, while meeting with reporters yesterday,
All they want to do is they want to investigate. They want to go fishing.
But the president's now calling for an investigation into his predecessor's book deal. He says it's the actions of former President Barack Obama and his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that are the ones that need to be looked at, saying the Justice Department should subpoena all of Obama's records and investigate that deal that he made after he left office. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Lima, Ohio, doing the Gold Air Force Conference in Lima. If you're in the area, please come and visit with us. We'll be preaching tonight. We've been here since yesterday, and we are leaving tomorrow afternoon. So with that said, do come out and check us out and introduce yourself to us, if you would. We have a sold-out event thus far, a lot of people, and I'm very happy with what Mike Spalding has done, and he should be happy as well. But there's been 23 speakers thus far that have brought it, form of expression, youth talk, they brought it. And so again, with that said, if you're in the area, please come and check us out. If you want to call in at any time concerning the topic, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the best that the conservatives of today have to offer. That's the very reason that America's in trouble, and I'm not blaming the talking heads. I'm blaming the American people who are forsaking the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, okay? And this is what they are now submitting to. Instead of submitting to Christ, they're submitting to corrupt reprobates, and they're secularists. By the way, they'll tell you they're secularists by the way that they act and what it is that they talk about. I want you to listen to this because it's important that you get it. The right-left paradigm. Do you understand and realize that these conservative talking heads are simply conveying to their base the same message that what you call liberals are to their bases? Just a different way. And by personalities that people like the most. Do you realize this? I'll say it again. They are simply conveying to their base the same message that liberals are to their bases, except by the personalities of the people that they like best. For example, a lot of people are talking about the whole homosexual issue. They're sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of being attacked by these people, less than 1.7% of the population. Well, Rush Limbaugh can go ahead and talk out about it, which he doesn't, because he really can't, because everybody would then see his hypocrisy in supporting that of Elton John, who's married to another man in England, who in fact played at his wedding. He's given the same message, though through omission, you wouldn't know it unless you judged him by his fruit. Okay? So what's the difference between his message in supporting Elton John and the homosexual agenda and what the liberals, as you would call them, the lawless is what they are, as to what they advocate concerning the gay agenda? They're both pushing it forth. It's the same thing with what Donald Trump is doing, friends. He is on a global scale being praised by homosexuals for what? For decriminalizing sodomy throughout the world. Nobody ever delegated that authority to him, but him, and within his narcissism, thinks that he's above God, Isaiah 14, and he is God. He thinks he's a demigod, okay? So how is it that Christians support Donald Trump, who's in fact advocating the decriminalization of homosexuals, who mean to criminalize those that dare speak out against it? Do you see how this works, friends? A little leaven leaven at the whole lump. And you best beware as to who you follow, friends, because those that you follow, you will become, regardless if you like it or not. So let me say this again. They are simply conveying to their base, the best that the conservative world has today in America, or so they think, that liberals are to their bases except by the personalities that the people like the most. That's all. And no wonder why Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. He also told us, that's in Mark 8:15. He also told us in Matthew 15:14, these are the blind leading the blind. That's exactly what they're doing. That's why they all end up in that same ditch. Okay? If you're not going to follow the Christ, as Jesus said, either you're for him or you're against him. There is no in-betweenites. You can't have a little of the world and the little of Christ. No, because, again, remember what I talked about during the second segment on hour one. Hey, folks, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, Jesus will spew you out of his mouth. All right, let me ask you this to the people that are married. Husbands, are you faithful to your wife or are you found as a bunch of infidels, unfaithful to your wife in covenant? Well, let me say it this way. If you're married to your wife and you look at other women, Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. You've already committed the act of adultery with her in your heart. Do you do that? Because if you are doing that, guess what? There's an old saying that the first look is free, the second will cost you. If you look the first time and you're caught into something, you're to take that thought and cast it down. Every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you're to cast it down. You're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. Is it work? Yes, but it's grace, and it's a death to self, okay? And by the way, growing in grace is not a putting off. It's a death to self, and it's a growing up in Christ by the work of the Holy Ghost who renews us and regenerates us, okay? But we still stay to obeying God's moral law and the prospect of doing that with our minds. Okay, read Romans 7, and you'll understand what Paul had said there. But I want you to understand, friends, that if you're married, I hope that you're not committing adultery with your spouse, husband or wife, even in thought, because keep in mind, crime begins with a thought. And so it is with the things of God. You can call yourself a good person, but when you put God's moral law, the standard in Christ, up to your lifestyle, you're going to find yourself that you have fallen short in a big way and that you need to be saved by Christ who can do for you what you cannot do for yourself. He gives you the power to obey. That is the definition of grace, friends. That's the definition of grace. When you see on the back of people's cars where they say, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm not perfect, I'm just forgiven. No, those are people that have given themselves over to a grace that's used as an occasion for the flesh. They're looking for an excuse as to why they are unfaithful and they want a pass. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to get that by Jesus Christ. He's not going to give you a pass, okay? The bottom line is, if I'm married, by the way, friends, truth be told here, I'm not worried about my wife going out and cheating on me. I'm not worried about my wife going and looking at other guys because she already knows the standard. And if she truly loves God with her heart, her whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, guess what, friends? She's going to be faithful to me as well. And if she can't be faithful to the Lord with her whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I don't want her. Because the only way that my marriage is going to make it is when both of us first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. What's the first commandment in Matthew 22, verse 37? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. What's the second? Is namely like unto this, love thy neighbor as thyself. So in other words, I can't love you if I don't first love God. It's just that simple. And that's a fact. When you go to 1 John chapter 5, I believe it's chapter 2 or verse 2, it talks about, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments and loving his children. Okay? And where does that love come from? Go to Romans 5, 5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. When you have secularists who live a secular lifestyle, keep in mind the word secular means without God. Also keep in mind they're living secular, godless lifestyles. These are the ones that are poisoning the waters concerning what you've been sold, America, as the best that you have in the conservative movement. Now, if you look up the word conservatism, by the way, it comes from the Christ, because conservative, to be a conservative means to stop putrefaction. Remember when Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth? Guess what salt does? It stops putrefaction, and it maintains. And so are we as conservatives, right? Because I'm a Christian conservative patriot, conservative Christian patriot, a patriot Christian conservative, whatever you want to say, all comes from Christ. So when I say I'm a Christian, I'm the above said, all three of them, because it all comes from the Christ. And when people talk about themselves as being conservatives, you already know that they're saying, no, I'm one of the good guys. Well, the fact of the matter is conservatism today, friends, is yesterday's liberals. There is no difference. It's corrupt from the very top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And I'm merely showing you today the fruit of the people that are sowing into this country, the seeds that they're sowing. And you can rest assured this nation's going to reap it concerning the harvest that they're sowing along with them unless we correct it. Okay? So, those that are simply conveying to their base the same message that liberals are to their bases, except the personalities of the people that they like the most, okay? I want you to listen to this carefully as well. These talking heads, they say the right things to them that don't know the difference, okay? They think that they're saying the right things. But it also shows you their unwillingness to actually dig for the gold that Christ gives if they're willing to go for it, okay? So what they do is they take it for face value as to what the mainstream media gives them, and then they throw it to the people. They don't stand back and stop and ask themselves the questions and take responsibility as to what's wrong with this country. Wait a second. If I go to the Word of God and I go to what I'm being fed through the mainstream media, I can clearly detect the error in the system of the world that, by the way, I'm to come out from among. Okay? So let me go back to this again, and I want you to listen to this carefully. And I'm not being tedious. I want to say it slow, and I want you to get this. Talking heads say the right things to them that don't know the difference. So to them, it's a truth, when in fact, it's a lie in so many different ways. So they're living a lie, and they're deceived, and they don't know why. It's because they are rejecting the light. Now, again, I want to say this. Concerning the conservatives of the day and the talking heads of the day, I'm not saying that they haven't done good things. But I am saying that they, this is important, I'm not saying that the conservative heads haven't done good things. I'm not saying that in any sense of the word. I'm simply saying that they are not the standard. They're not the standard. And because Americans have made them the standard, that's why we're in trouble today. If you think about this, friends, many of these conservative talking heads, these inquiring minds need to know gossips, they're like lying and corrupt politicians. As a matter of fact, many of them are no different than those that they complain about because they are securing their positions as well as the corrupt politicians' positions by continuously calling them out. And if it wasn't true, I ask, then where's the justice? And maybe that will explain as to why this nation is being turned into hell. Psalm 917. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Lima, Ohio. We are doing the stuff, Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. We are part of an event called Go Therefore by Mike Spalding, and we appreciate him having us out here. He's got a packed house, and we're going to be preaching tonight, so if you're in the area, do come out. Final segment, friends, we're talking about the best that the conservatives of today have to offer is the very reason that America's in trouble. And I was just talking about, friends, that many of these conservative talking heads are no different than the people that they complain about, because they're securing the positions of the corrupt by doing nothing more than just complaining about it and exposing them for who they are. Now, here, let me say it this way. They live on continuously feeding the air of politicians, do they not? Yes. And hypocrisies, do they not? Pretenders, yeah. And nothing more but just talk. It's just talk. That's the problem. And why? It's because to go any further would be condemning and judgmental, according to these talking heads of the day. Not because they love in enforcing the law against the crime to preserve our freedoms and our country. No, that would be condemning and judgmental because of their lack of understanding when it comes to God's justice and judgment, which establishes righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Not in that order. I mean, folks, this lowers the honor to the sacrifice, John 3:16, that's paid for our liberty and our God-given rights to mere sportsmanlike conduct on a field. That's what they have lowered the standard to become. It's like it's a sports event. Why? Because they refuse to correct themselves. They don't bring about indictments. No. It's just look at how corrupt Nancy Pelosi is. No, look at how corrupt Maxine Waters is. Don't you dare say anything about Donald Trump, because then you would expose us for who we are, right? And what about Kamala Harris? And look at about Pete Buttigieg. Look at how corrupt they are. Yeah, okay. Corruption means criminal, right? Liberals, when you're talking about them, you're talking about criminals. How come they don't bring in the reference to law to bring about indictments? Because then they would lose their job. They wouldn't have anything to talk about. And it shows you their lack of love in honor to the sacrifice. It shows you their lack of honor and gratitude to God the Father and the spiritual friends. They're not going to call out these politicians and call for indictments. They're not going to get out into the culture war and have events, friends, to bring about justice in communities. No, far be it from Rush Limbaugh. Far be it, friends, from Ben Shapiro. Far be it from Mark Levin. Far be it from Laura Ingraham. No, they're just going to go out there and give their message because they want to heap praises upon themselves rather than fighting the good fight and laying themselves on the sacrifice to further, friends, the freedoms in which we have to give unto our posterity. That's what this is about. It's about the Benjamins. It's about the long green. It's about feeding the golden calf to these people. If it wasn't, then prove otherwise. Where's the action? Where's the justice that brings about the result to preserve our freedoms? Folks, they're a bunch of hypocrites. Jesus said, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye in Matthew 7:5. They're not going to do that. Hey, folks, these conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are nothing more, and again, this is one I need to slow down on, nothing more than controlled opposition. Hey, folks, what happens when someone gets out and they tell you the truth? Many of them are being deplatformed today, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Why? And who are they being deplatformed by? They're being deplatformed by the establishment that everybody's complaining about. But how is it today's conservatives and the best that you have, how is it that they maintain? You got to ask yourself the question. It's because they're controlled opposition. It's okay that they're there. They better go no further and tell the sponsors what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. And if they go outside of it, then drop your sponsorship for their shows. See how this works? They're controlled. They're enslaved. It reminds me of the Pharisees of the day who came up to Jesus and said, hey, we be Abraham's seed. We be in bondage to no man. Hey, folks, did you know that they were in bondage to the Romans? Come on. Let's think about what's going on here. Okay? These conservatives, yesterday's liberals, not only are they nothing more than controlled opposition, they are not a threat to the establishment that they can continuously feed into and to promote. That's what you need to hear. Today's conservatives, friends, are controlled opposition. And why are they controlled opposition? They've been given a green stamp, a thumbs up, to say, oh, they're okay. They're not a threat to the establishment that they continuously feed into and promote. It's the same stuff that they feed to their support base that the mainstream media is feeding to the conservative talking heads. How do you win there? You can't. What exposes it? The Word of God and the Christ, which means to liberate. Okay? Again, these talking heads, they're not a threat to the establishment that they continually feed into and promote. Hey, as a matter of fact, to all you radio show host managers, I'm just kind of curious, that run these shows, I'm just curious, what kind of change have they brought about? Outside of the fact that them being a bunch of gossips for what they really are, what kind of change have they brought about? What kind of resolve have they brought about? They haven't. Okay? Well, Bradley, what about you? Well, go ahead on to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you go ahead and look at the fruit of this ministry, because that's all I have done in 20 years of ministry. And it's not there to justify me, friends, but it is the works that justify before God. And that's what calls me a friend of God. It's because what I have done. And I'm not looking for accolade. Nope, my Father's glorified by the fruits that I produce. John 15, by this my Father's glorified, right? Matthew 5:16, same exact thing. Folks, they are not a threat to the establishment that they continuously feed into and promote. Yet the show must go on. They are allowed to play at the front as some sort of leaders to the flock that further open Americans up to the wolves. It's a fact. John 10:12-13, and deceiving people into believing that they are the best that you have by giving an excuse for, what do they do, friends? They give excuses as to every defeat. They give excuses in giving up incrementally, right after right, as you lose day by day. They do this by blaming an unconstitutional party for what another unconstitutional party has failed to keep and maintain. Think about that, friends. Because remember, if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there would be no left. Folks, these are diplomatic fools that have set themselves up to be some sort of standard to follow in the place of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave his law to establish our freedoms. Exodus 18:21, John 14:6, Isaiah 42:21, and Romans 3:31. These are, they call themselves, I'm merely calling them what they call themselves. These are mere secularists who spew out their continued support and allegiance to the very establishment which they tell you that you should denounce, but don't go any further than just the word. Okay? Just talk about it, but don't do anything about it. They constantly talk about democracy. Who feeds the same talk as the presidents that are handing your country over to a global initiative? Over and over and over again, president after president since that of Ronald Reagan, he was the last one to actually acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic. Every single president has continuously talked about how we are a democracy, just like the talking heads, the conservative talking heads who should all the well know better. And fueling the narrative to what? Further divide the left from the right, which is a political language to deceive the masses, Mark 3:25. And friends, it also counters the word of God and the Constitution. Let me give you a quote by John Adams. He said that there is nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. He said, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. John Adams said that. Volume 9, page 511, the works of John Adams. Who feels the division, friends, and continuously fuels the fire of opposition one against another more than today's conservative talking heads, the left and the right? Nobody fuels that division, creating opposition one against another, the left against the right against the left, more than today's talking heads. And what did John Adams call it? The greatest political evil under the Constitution. Now, friends, finally we have Mark Levin here, who spent his show opener last week with many reasons for praising this current administration, another conservative talking head, right? The best you have. You are incorrect. I have to say, for every reason that Mark Levin gave as to why you should praise this administration, I'm here to show you the fruit of this administration that contradicts Mark Levin's misinformation. Where Mark says that this president needs to be praised, the conservative of the day says, I can show you by the president's fruit, Matthew 5:16, why he needs to be condemned and indicted for his crimes in tearing away at the rights of the American people. Hey, folks, when are we going to do our own due diligence to find out the very things that I'm now exposing concerning the best that you have got, which is not the best that you have got, in order to correct America's lawlessness? Because the Bible and the Constitution are where the answers are to be found, and these are the best that you have got in Christ with feet. James 2:14-26. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in, well, a day and...
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.